If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you.
Hi, this is Brown Santa here. I'm making this podcast tonight. I haven't recorded anything lately. It's been a while. Life has been a roller coaster, and the highs and lows have been really hard to handle, but I'm getting good at it day by day. It's not easy to pick yourself up in the lows, but it's, I kind of feel like it's like going to the gym. It's hard to pick up heavy weight, but the more you pick it up, the more strength you develop to pick up much heavier weight. The only difference is that we don't want to pick up heavy weight, neither in life, as if heavy turmoils, the emotional turmoils that we all go through, we don't want to have any more heavier than we have it already, and neither do we want to pick any heavier weight in the gym because it hurts. In the gym, it hurts physically. And in life, the emotional turmoils hurt emotionally, and none of them are easy to bear with. And every time it feels like you won't be able to do it, you won't be able to go through with it. But I think a little trust goes a long way. It goes a long way, man. It's, you think you can't do a lot of things, but it's just that when you start doing them, you discover a lot of things about yourself, and one of them is that you are capable of doing a lot of impossible things, things that you think are impossible, but they really are not so impossible. And the results of going through such hardships, the result of going through the emotional turmoil, heavier and heavier turmoil in life, and heavier weight in the gym, does have a positive result. It might I mean, I shouldn't say it might, but it definitely is not going to show up the same day or the day after. But if you just keep at it, if you just keep your focus on getting through the day, keeping your head up and not losing your shit. When I say not losing your shit, I don't mean to switch off yourself emotionally. I mean going through your emotions, letting them go through your mind and body, but not letting them bring you down. It's kind of like when you pick up some heavy weight in the gym, you know it's heavy and it hurts, but you still gather all your strength and you do another repetition. And I think those repetitions, those last two or three repetitions, which will hurt you the most, which will make you feel the most pain, are going to count. If anyone is aware of how your muscles work biologically, the process of growing your physical body muscles is that they will tear up. Your muscles will tear up, and the protein from your body will fill those teared up part, and your muscles keep getting bigger, and you keep getting good results. But the thing is that you have to tear them up and go through the pain if you want good results. And I think it's the same thing that we can apply in our life, that when something that hurts you, that's causing you a lot of pain, it's important. I shouldn't say it's important, but it's part of the process of growth, that if it doesn't hurt, there is no way that you can grow. So the heavier and heavier turmoils that you go through emotionally and physically are going to accumulate in your life little by little every day, and one day you will see a result that is very much visible, that can be seen, that is tangible, that can be something that you will be proud of. I forgot where I started this conversation from, but it must be something about going through shit and losing your shit and getting up again when life beats you down. So yeah, if you are getting beaten down by life, either we can let all that all that hurt, all that pain that you are going through, you can let that pain keep you down, or we can look at it in a way that all this pain is making me stronger. The emotional breakdowns that we go through. When you go through an emotional breakdown, either you can get up from it, which I do, which I never used to do, but I have gotten used to standing up every time I have an emotional breakdown. Every time you stand up, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have any more of those, because we are humans and everything affects us. And if things don't affect you, I think that is much of a bigger concern, that if things don't affect you, but when you let them affect you, and at the same time you rise up from that pain and you tell yourself that you are stronger than your threshold, that you are stronger than the pain that you are going through, and you are not going to let this pain put you down. Rather, you are going to use this pain to feel much stronger that you have gotten through it. Because just like your physical muscles, your brain muscles will eventually learn to rise up after every emotional breakdown. Having emotional breakdowns doesn't mean that you are weak, but not rising up when you are done, that could mean that you still need to learn how to be strong. Yeah. I think that's it for tonight. That's all I had in my system for now. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Brown Santa here. Thank you if you are listening. Good night.